2 Timothy chapter 2. Now then, let's go to verse 15 and 16. Work hard so God can approve you. What? I got to work hard? That goes against everything you've been taught in America in the last 20 years. You know, I can remember when I was a young man, I come to Dallas to work, go to work for Dallas Automotive. I had been working for a Chevrolet garage, and here I was, 18 years old. But I'd been working there already nearly 3 years. I could read micrometers. I could read dial indicators. I could read depth gauges. I could read feeler gauges. I did all those things as a 17, 18-year-old boy. I come to Dallas to take a test for Dallas Automotive, and there was a multitude of men in there. And here I am, this young kid, and they hand me all these tests. And I mean, I'm just in a few minutes, you know, I'm micing this down, tell what tight size it is and everything. And I hand my stuff in. The guy said, "You already through?" I said, "Yeah." He looked, and he said, "Wow, you're 100% correct." He said, "When do you want to go to work? When do you want to go to work?" I told him, I said, "Well, you know, I'd like to give my company where I am at least a week's notice." He said, "Okay, we'll put you to work 1 week from Monday." I said, "Okay." Now, see, I had been trained. I had worked hard. I had applied myself. I learned how to do things. There's a whole lot of men there wanted that job that I had, but they couldn't meet the requirements. But man, I knew it, and I knew it quick. Man, it was no problem. So man, they put me to work. Wow. Work hard so God can approve you. I think since God commanded us to work hard here, I think He meant for us to work hard at whatever we do. You know, so many people today that are Christians, we stand around by the drinking fountain, you know, we stand by the coffee machine, you know, or the drink machine. We don't work diligently. You know, I've known some Christians that would be late to work every day. If they're supposed to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning, they get here at 8:30. You know, praise God, I don't have nobody like that, but I've seen people like that. I mean, I've seen people that just, and then of course when it comes time to go home in the afternoon at 10 minutes to 5, they're standing there by the time clock waiting for it to hit 5 o'clock so they can punch that thing and be gone. You know what? When those people come up for promotion, guess who don't ever get it? If I happen to be the manager, they ain't none of them going to get it. You know, that guy that's diligent, that guy that works hard, he's the one that I'm going to make sure gets the increase. They're the ones I'm going to take care of. Those that don't do nothing, hey, I'm not going to give them nothing. Then he says, be a good worker, one who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly explains the word of truth. Avoid godless, foolish discussions that lead to more and more ungodliness. 17 and 18. This kind of talk spreads like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are examples of this. They have left the path of truth, teaching or preaching the lie that the resurrection of the dead has already occurred, and they have undermined the faith of some. Verse 19 and 20. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription, the Lord knows those who are His, and those who claim they belong to the Lord must turn away from how much? All wickedness. He will not tolerate. That's another one of His rules. You must turn away from all wickedness. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. Now, the expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. I can remember when I was a kid at home, we had one very nice set of silverware. Mom kept in a little box. Nobody ever used it until the preacher was invited to dinner on Sunday. Then that came out, and I thought, wow. When I read this, I thought, wow. You know, mothers, and they still do that, don't they, Betty? They save the special stuff for special guests, right? I mean, you know, if it's just your kids over for the day, you just get out the old stuff for them, right? You know, you don't get out the good stuff, the gold and the silver. It says they're used for everyday use. Verse 21 and 22. If, now this is a big word, if you keep yourself pure, think about this. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil God can use for His purpose. Your life will be clean and you'll be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Now then, I'm going to tell you what Cheryl wanted me to tell you last night at the fish fry. We were sitting way back over in the far corner of one of the fire hall houses at the end of the table eating our fish. And the little lady came over with her son, about 8 or 9 years old. She came over and she said, "Mr. Scrivener, you may not remember us, but said we were in Cook's Medical Center when this boy was 7 days old. And they told us he couldn't live. And we had heard about you. And we called you. And you were so gracious to drive all the way to Cook's Medical Center. And you ministered to me and my husband. And then you told us some things to do. And we did it. And then you guaranteed that when you prayed for our son, he would live if we would obey and do what God says." And said, "We did." And with tears in her eyes, Jeff, you were there, you saw this, experienced this too, just like Cheryl did. She said several times, "I will never forget you. I will be forever indebted to you. This boy is alive because of your prayer." I almost cried myself. And I thought to myself, that scripture came to my mind. I left there, I thought, "Lord, because I have worked so hard, so diligently, so I have tried my best to keep myself pure and clean. When you had a little boy, you didn't want to die, but because there was sin in the lives of these parents, you had them call me because I had the answer. And I drove down there and I showed them what their sin was. They both repented and I prayed for them. And that little boy standing there, and here's a mother with tears in her eyes saying, 'We will never forget you, Mr. Scrivener, never. This is your miracle child.'" And again, as she started to leave one more time, she said, "I will never forget you." Didn't she, Jeff? Could you see those tears in that woman's eyes? Was she grateful? Yes. I don't know about you, but if all the work I'd ever done and all the hours I'd ever studied and all the prayers I'd ever prayed, if that child had been the only one that ever got healed, it would have all been worth it for that one little boy. That one little boy. Because who knows what God may use that boy for? You know, that boy may be an evangelist someday. He may win millions of people to Christ. But right now he's a 9-year-old boy. It's just think, do you want to be a vessel unto honor? Or do you want to be just a normal tool? I don't want to be wood, hay, and stubble. Do you? No. Is it worth it to fight the fight? Yes. When you saw those tears in that mother's eyes last night, I'm telling you, by the time we got home, I still couldn't stop crying. I mean, I just cried. I couldn't help it. I just thought, wow, there's a little guy that his mother knew that Cook's Medical Center, just like my granddaughter, they said, "She cannot live. It's over." But she's 13 today, running and playing. Isn't God awesome, Scott? Is it worth paying the price for, Kim? Yes. Should every Christian be willing to work hard and be a pure, holy vessel? Did you enjoy getting healed when I prayed for you? Isn't God good? See, we all should do that, shouldn't we, Joseph? Every one of us should purify ourselves, just like the Scripture says. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a utensil God can use for His purpose. Do you want to be used for the Lord? Boy, I do. I love it when He sends me somewhere and when He does a miracle like that, because I'm telling you, if Cook's Medical Center says this little boy can't live and all I did was pray, I'm telling you what, guess who raised him up? Who was it?
Jesus.
Jesus, absolutely. We know who raised that little boy up. It wasn't me, but it was my prayer. I got to pray the prayer for that little boy. 9 years later, when Mother saw me over there, she had to come over and tell me how grateful she was. And just like she said, "I will never forget you, Mr. Scrivener. Never." Wow. I think every Christian should be like that. Don't y'all? I think we should do what the King says. Keep yourself pure. You will be a utensil God can use for His purpose. Your life will be clean and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. I was watching Fox News the other day and one of the guys, this is 6 months ago or whatever, and one of the guys was retiring. And each person was saying what they thought about this guy. And when they come to one guy, he said, "Well, all I got to say about Joe or Bob or whatever his name was, I don't even remember. He said he could tell the best dirty jokes I ever heard in my life." I thought, oh God, do I not want to be remembered like that? No, I only want to be remembered one way. This is the craziest man for Jesus I ever met. Is that the way you want to be remembered, Roe? The craziest woman they ever met. All that girl ever does is talk about Jesus. Is that the way we want to be remembered? That's the way we should be remembered. Your life will be clean and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Verse 22 says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Anything. I mean, anything that stimulates youthful lust, run from it. Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Pursue faith and love and peace, and enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. That's going to eliminate a lot of your friends. I'm serious. You can't be around people that's telling dirty jokes all the time. I mean, just think of what Eldon told us the story about, how he went up back in the summer and actually in front of two men, one of them's his neighbor and the other guy lives somewhere close, but they couldn't get the line loose. And Eldon went up there and asked the Lord to send him an angel, and he just broke those lines right loose. And they couldn't believe what they saw. But they saw a man of God in operation. And then when the guy needs to be prayed for, does he go to the guy, the other guy, the big guy that was helping him? No. Who did he come to? Eldon. He come to the man of God. People don't go to people that are telling dirty jokes and all that kind of stuff. Even the lost world knows if you want something, you come to a man of God. You don't go to some guy that's always, I mean, if this only thing comes out of this guy's mouth is Monday night football and Sunday football, and he knows everything about every football team that's out there or every soccer team or whatever your gift is, and you know how many yards they've run, how many tackles they made and everything else. But somebody said, I say, you know who the Apostle Paul is? And they say, who? You don't know who the Apostle Paul is? I don't believe I ever heard of him. Well, let me tell you. Do you want that guy praying for you? Absolutely not. I don't want him praying for me because he ain't going to get through. I guarantee you don't even know who to pray to. Run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Pursue faith and love and peace. And enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. There's so few people that are pure. I don't want to go out to dinner with people. That's all they talk about is the world.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Endure Whatever It Takes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.